Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kirk Dorn, and here's what's happening. The first snowfall of the season is expected tonight across our region. The National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory. PennDOT says they are already preparing the roads, and KYW's Sunny Morgan has the details.
Snow is expected to start falling Saturday night with bitterly cold temperatures to follow. Brad Rudolph, PennDOT spokesperson.
Our preparations have already begun. They began as early as yesterday in some of the counties. We're performing some anti-icing or brining on some of the secondary and majors.
He says once the snowfall starts, expect to see a lot of trucks outside treating the roads.
It'll be a full call out of all of our state trucks, which is about 165 state trucks in the five-county region. And then we have the ability to call about 260, 265 contractor trucks. We plan to use a majority of those, so we're looking at over 400 trucks across the region.
Snow will fall until mid-morning on Sunday, just before the Eagles game. With plenty of people heading towards South Philly on Sunday for the Birds, Rudolph reminds drivers to be extra cautious.
That's KYW Sunny Morgan. Officials in South Jersey and Delaware are sending the same message. Atlantic City Mayor Marty Small took the stand yesterday to testify in his trial for alleged child abuse. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty has more from the Atlantic County Courthouse.
Mayor Small's testimony began tearfully as he recounted the relationship with his daughter, saying they went from the best of friends and inseparable to a fractured relationship once she started dating her boyfriend. He says they began to drift apart when he and his wife saw explicit videos and text messages between the couple. He said numerous times that despite their arguments and as he described a living nightmare in their home, he never hit or abused her. During cross-examination, prosecutors wanted to hone in on an incident with a broom. The daughter testified that she was struck multiple times over the head. Mayor Small says there was a struggle over the broom and that she fell down when he pushed her. She lost consciousness for about 10 seconds. The prosecutor asked if he took her to the hospital for evaluation. That didn't happen for 3 days. Once examined, doctors and nurses found no injuries, no abnormal marks, or signs of trauma. Small ended his testimony by pleading with the jury through tears to understand how difficult this has been on him and their family, and he said he hopes to get his daughter back someday and to live happily ever after.
KYW's Mike Doherty there. For the last 6 years, the law enforcement community has come together every holiday season to raise money in honor of Philadelphia Highway Patrolman Andy Chan, severely injured in the line of duty back in 2019. Chan tragically passed away last week. KYW's Nigel Thompson says organizers thought they would cancel this year, but Chan's family said going ahead with it is what he would have wanted.
Jack Costello says he never met Highway Patrolman Andy Chan, but the stories he's heard since working with Chan's family, he'll never forget.
He had a smile that would light up a room, and everybody knew him. He was so energetic.
They also both went to Roman Catholic, but in different years. Costello first met Chan's family as part of his organization, Families Behind the Badge Children's Foundation.
When a tragedy occurs, we're there within days to get money to the family for whatever they need, funeral expenses, bills, groceries, anything.
Chan was severely injured after a car crashed into his motorcycle in Northeast Philly back in 2019. That year, Costello's foundation and the Chan family created the block party to honor Andy and raise money for his family. As it grew, Costello says the family wanted other families of fallen or injured first responders to also benefit.
We're using this to get together to celebrate Andy's life and in his spirit raise money for other families of fallen officers.
Costello says the goal for the sixth year is to raise $100,000.
It's been nearly 2 years since Jim Kenney left the Philadelphia mayor's office, but his signature project is still going strong. KYW's City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports on Rebuild's latest renovation at Myers Rec Center.
The scent of new wood and fresh paint wafts out as Deputy Managing Director Aparna Palantino opens the door to the light-filled gym at Francis Meyer Rec Center in King's Essex.
Smells new. It smells very new.
The 140-year-old stone building, once an orphanage, retains its historic grandeur, but the facilities in and around it are state-of-the-art after a $27 million makeover executed through Rebuild, the program conceived by former Mayor Kenney to renovate city facilities. When Mayor Parker took office, she put Palantino in charge of Rebuild and capital projects under Parks and Rec and Public Property.
One of the key missions of our office was to deliver projects more efficiently and effectively.
Palantino says it's worked. Myers is one of eight projects expected to be completed next year.
And that's KYW's Pat Loeb. The Bucks County cop who put his life on the line to help eight people get out of their burning house on Thursday is now trying to help the survivors get back on their feet. KYW's Tim Jimenez spoke with the officer who has a history of service.
Sean Peck walked out of the Pendel Police Building before 5 in the morning on Thursday to resume his patrol, but then he saw a house across the street was on fire. He also heard knocking. A neighbor, Justin Retorto, was banging on the door to wake the people up. Then Peck ran over, and he says the one resident let him in.
You know, going through the smoke and the flames, I was able to wake up, you know, the other people.
In his mind, they only had a minute or two before the situation would get dire. After scrambling, all eight people, children included, got out, and they weren't hurt.
It was definitely a process, you know, just a lot of, you know, dealing with smoke inhalation, but thank goodness everyone was alive.
Peck set up a GoFundMe to help the family pick up the pieces. He just wants to serve. He was an Army Ranger and a Philadelphia police officer before he joined Pendel Police 2.5 years ago. His inspiration? The first responders on 9/11.
That's KYW's Tim Jimenez, and that is the All Local. I'm Kirk Dorn. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design. Plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HRV.
See dealer for financing details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.